Monday Shmuz Parshas Mishpatim.
Speak about the Yesod of the Haredim. I want to take it to a different level. The Haredim, Perek Samach Aleph, brings down a Yesod. The Aval Pishachayavodom Leizor Bechol HaMitzvot. Even if a person has to Leizor Bechol HaMitzvot. מכל מקום יש לו להחזיק באחס מכל המצווס בכוח גודל והסמודר שלו יעבר עולה כל ימי חיו. Even though the person has to keep כל התאר כולו, every person has to choose one mitzvah, that mitzvah he will do strong בכוח גודל והסמודר שלו יעבר עולה כל ימי חיו. That this mitzvah he's not planning to give up. Livshiklolus ha-toyro em taryag. And the Torah is called Eitz Chaim Lamachazikim. So he says he will explain it with a mashal. There's a tree inside the water, and you want to pull out the tree. If you jump and you hug the tree, and you try to pull out the tree, you'll never manage to take out the tree. Till you hold this branch, that branch runs away. Till you have this one disappears. If you focus, you get a good place in the tree, and you pull, you can manage to pull the tree. But if a guy goes, you know, wild, he says, yeah, go, mishit kum tarois from there. Zog der Haredim, the Torah is called Eitz Chaim Lamachazikim. האויכס ענף אחד מן העירן יופי, האויכס בכולוי, וכל שאר הענופים נמשוך עם אחר אויסו ענף. אבל אם בולכס בכל הענופים יוחד, לא יוכל לאכס כלום. And he learns פשט in the Gemara in Perek Kol Kisvei in Shabbos, רב קוף יודחס, אומר רב נחמן, תייסי לי, רמז מקיים שלשודס. אומר רב יהודה, תייסי לי, רמז מקיים איון תפילן. Rav Yeshua Belevi says that I didn't go with Gilui Aroish. Rav Sheisha says I was Mekayim Tfilin. Rav Nachman said I was Mekayim Tzitzis. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Le Rabbi Yosef Barei De Rabbe, Avuch, your father, but what he was Makbid, said Tzitzis. One day he walked up the ladder and his Tzitzis tore. And he didn't move till they bought him a different Tzitzis. What the Gemara is coming to say? I said, your father, what mitzvah he did? My father did tzitzis. One day he went on the ladder, his tzitzis torn, and he didn't move till he got into the tzitzis. Charedim is pshat. Everyone was asking, he was asking, what was the mitzvah that your father chose to be his mitzvah? What the mitzvah that your father chose to be a mitzvah? So my father chose tzitzis. I'll tell you an example. When the tzitzis tore, he didn't move. You're allowed to. Not in the tzitzis. But he, by him tzitzis, this was his mitzvah. Person has to choose one mitzvah. That mitzvah is the mitzvah that is his mitzvah. He learns pshat in the Rambam. Moses says, what a gosh bocha zak is Yisroel, fichu chibu lem teiru mitzvahs. So the Rambam, Shana HaPshat in the Rambam, but the Rambam learns, the way the Haredim learns Pshat, that Hashem gave a lot of mitzvahs, that every person could find one mitzvah, that mitzvah. Avada, chas v'sholem, that a person will say that he's mezalzel in other mitzvahs. But a person has to choose that he has a mitzvah that he does. Tefillin, Birkas HaMazon, Kibudav, Sukkah, Every person chooses a mitzvah, then that mitzvah is his mitzvah. And from his mitzvah he doesn't move. That mitzvah he does all of his life. Those kids know, by him that mitzvah, like, you know, you have these people that if someone smokes, they go meshuggah, yeah? Even if they come to a place, they look to find someone and start to chase you. It's an illness. Yeah. This is his mitzvah, yeah? Nebuch. The guy, you know, he decides he's mezake the oilum and to answer Birkas HaShachar, Omen, yeah? Any place you go, he'll make the chazan to start Birkas HaShachar. Yeah? You know, these people may be interesting. Maybe it's a chosh mizach. But the aside is that you take on one thing. It doesn't have to be one thing to make the oilum a sugar. But this is your mitzvah. The guy says, he says, Krishna, the brochus and zman. This is one thing. Even if he goes to the zufa with his kids, he finds an earlier minion, he davens, then he comes. But he davens Krishna bebrochus. That he doesn't miss. That he doesn't take an eitzah. This is the pshat that a person chooses a mitzvah. I said over a couple times, I said b'ktzora, because I wanted to get to a different nekuda. I was a bocher years ago. When he left yeshiva, I didn't see him for a couple of years. And his father passed away. And I went to Menachem Ovel in the Nevei Yaakov. Remember, I came to Menachem Ovel. And outside I saw that his father was Ben Ploini Hashem Yin Kamdogo. The grandfather was killed in Kiddush Hashem. His father was 50. So his father was 50, so the grandfather was Nifter less than 50 years ago. So it can't be that he was killed in the war. So I asked him, came in, asked him, I saw father. He says, yeah. I said, well, what was the story? He said, no, I want to. He says, you really want to hear the story? I said, yeah, I really want to hear the story. So he told me that his father grew up Buffalo, not from 1670, was not from. Then he lost his mother, and he came to Eretz Yisrael for a short while. He went to Shatoiro, and he came in, and you know, he said he has questions. He told him, you know, learn for a day, and then we'll answer your question. He said, no, I have questions. If you don't answer my questions, I don't learn. Back and forth, he left. Came back to Buffalo. And then his father had a drugstore. He was killed by a robbery. He was a Nebuch, a kid on his own. Then Meir Kahana came to Buffalo. And he went over to him and he asked him, I have questions. And he answered his questions. And he decided to become true. So, you know, he was trying to keep mitzvahs a little bit. And for Panosa, he was a Mashgiach Kashas. That's about the Ashgocha that took him, it was the right thing or not. And he was a Mashgiach Kashas. So when he put on Davin, you know, afternoon, when he finished the Ashgocha, he would come to shul, he would put on tefillin and daven. So he comes to shul, puts on tefillin. So there's an older man there. The older man tells him, you know, putting on tefillin now. Yeah, I forgot the morning to put on, I'm putting now. Don't want to tell him about the morning he works. Tell him, forgot to put on tefillin. Forgot to put on tefillin. So he opened, took up his arm and he showed him the number that he has, you know, from the camps. And I was 6 years in Auschwitz. And I never missed to put on tefillin once. You know, if you were caught with tefillin, they killed you. My job was to take the garbage from one point to point B, from A to B. It was a Nazi with a gun on point A, it was a Nazi with a gun on point B. In the middle, far in the middle, was one place that I was not seen. And there I put tefillin on every day. I would be chabed, I would be killed. And you say, because his father gichabtzach, he saved the money that he had, he went to the Rav of the Shtot. He told him, I want to come with me, I'll fly to New York. I heard, I will buy the best tefillin, I want to have the best tefillin. So all of his money that he had, and he went and he bought tefillin. And when he came back, he became frum, tells his soul. A week ago, this is what the Bachur was saying. The person that my father stayed by when he lost his parents died. No, I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago, my father-in-law died. My mother's father died. So my father went back to Buffalo to, you know, for the Shiva to take care of. When he was in the Shiva of the father-in-law, the guy that took care of him when his parents died and he moved into the neighbor, passed away, was a yid, was not a frum yid. He decided he will be in charge to do the taira, you know, to do chesed shalem with the guy that took care of him. It was a drive away where that person, the fire took place, like they took care of the taira and everything. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and the levaya was called for 12. So he told the people that the maaser he never put on tefillin yet. He wants to drive, it's almost an hour drive, we'll put him tefillin and he'll rush back. I told him, you said, mitzvah, you put him in a mitzvah, you could do it after the levaya. He said, I can't tefillin. He drove, put on his tefillin, drove back, got to the levaya, and said, you know how much I call us a toy, I owe to this person. He got a heart attack and he died. The last mitzvah he did by Etzem was tefillin. He would not go back without his tefillin, he would die without that tefillin. Okay, they called the family here. Where to put the mitzvah? Looking at this. So the older brother remembered that a couple weeks ago his father was walking with him. He said, you know, when I die, I want to be an Aziz. He said, so they started to look. Kids, there was only one place, you know, but his father was one place. There was one place available. They put him in that place. The person that was lifted on his own. His brother went to check. Where is that place? After they buried him, and he saw that the guy that is laying near him is that guy that met him and told him from the camp about the tefillin. When I sat over this maize, when Mamash, I came back with that, it was a Monday, and I sat over the maize, was a bacher here that his father was a rov in Buffalo. And he knew that part, that his father flew with this guy to buy that special tefillin. And the guy was very into tefillin all of his life. But a person takes on a mitzvah, Hashem makes him to finish the world with the mitzvah. And both of them were moisa nefesh. That guy was moisa nefesh 6 years in Auschwitz to put on tefillin. And this guy was moisa nefesh and a different kind of mitzvah nefesh. But all of his life is tefillin. And it's very important. And the Bacher once told me, okay, you know what, I'm taking on Sukkah. This is once a year. So I thought, okay, it's not a problem to take on Sukkah. But you understand, taking on Sukkah means that you have a Sukkah's chazanish, that you will not go to a place that by night you can't sleep in the Sukkah. You try to be makpid, not to go away too much chalamoid, and to be more in sukkah. Eventually, This is called Sukkah Yimitzvah. And in Sukkah, I'll try to be my Muidurim in Sukkah, make my Sukkah big, eventually to have a huge Sukkah with all of the Zachem, to put into it, to the Murshidas. The Sukkah is my mitzvah. It's given as a Chayidim, and clearly so. The whole year they were waiting for the Sukkah. So this is Be'etzem Zach. Much a person takes on benching. So it's not only that he takes on benching, pshat, he bends like he has to. So half a week passes and he didn't wash, he goes to wash because he's waiting for his bench. Not if he benches, so he benches shtar. Not called that he took on benching. That's it, the guy takes on tefillin. That's it. First he doesn't talk on tefillin, he doesn't take it off, then eventually maybe he gets tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. I get more mehudo because brisket filling. But I'm saying the chokhmah is that you really connect. The Charedim says that this is a sign to connect you to all of the mitzvahs. When you pull out that part of the tree, the whole tree comes with you. But why I'm bringing this up? I want to speak on another nekuda. Tachas asher lo yavadeto es Hashem elokecho besimcha ubetuv leivo. I was misoyer to it. Someone came to speak to me. His daughter was going out with a bacher. And the daughter said, you know, they're speaking of this minhagim. I was saying, by us, let us say that we finish 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock by night. No, we do a nice seder. Bacher said, he matzah bacher. You read the psukim, what was the point? It's not to shlep. No, matzah, brisket matzah, seder, bacher, big kazak, white, green, I'm sure. Yeah, seder, you know, avakaisis, wine, big cups. Seder, avakaisis, it's a ganze nachos. Purim, I hate Purim. It's not really Purim. Not like a lot of people. Also, I don't get along with Purim. Yeah, but I'm trying to work on it. Try. Connect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be oved es Hashem b'simcha. There's a big chisaron by bachrim that I find that don't know that this is one of the ikar zachim that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Achas asher lo yavadeto es Hashem elokecho besimcha ubetuv leivo. It's famous mice in the Chasam Nesoito with his nose and Adler. They were going to do a pesa mitzvah. In the middle of the way, snowing. And one of the horses could not walk anymore. So the Balagole went to the farm, to the city nearby. He came back. He was connecting it to the back to the wagon. Pitom the Chasam Sefer sees Rav Nosson Adler jumps out of the snow and starts to dance. He says, Rebbe, why are you dancing? He says, look, he bought a shoyer. He didn't bring another chamoyer. So now we have a show with Chamor, Bechkilayim. I was zeichet to jump out of Mekayim, not to be riding show with Chamor Yachdom. When I had this Nisayim, I have to leave the horse now, he will carry on, the girl will carry on, and we will have to walk barefoot. I was zeichet to Mekayim the mitzvah. B'schus that we're going to do a mitzvah, Hashem was mezakeh and another mitzvah. A mitzvah nadir that never comes up. Person has to work on having a simcha in mitzvahs. Simcha in doing Rotzen Hashem. It's famous Ma'aseh in Chasam Sefer who went with his Eidim and he had to have something fixed. And his Eidim paid the guy what he did. Chavetz Chaim was looking at him and the Eidim told him, Shvet, I paid everything, why are you looking at me like this? says, you mekayim b'yom etit and schoroi, where's the smile? This is a way to do a mitzvah? I'm shocked. This is a way to do a mitzvah? That's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tachas Asher Le'avates Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha U'B'Tuv Leivo. All of the klolos come. It's a terrible zach. It's a terrible zach. And we're so far from it. We're so far from the avodah that it's an ikar avodah that I want really maybe a little bit to be over than it, to get to that avodah. And I think before we start, I think one of the easiest way to start to be Eved the Simcha is when you pick a mitzvah. When you pick a mitzvah that it's your mitzvah. And again, Bochim asks Alamor, you know, it's not in the Mahalach of Kabbalah, Yom Kippurim, you know, you do the Kabbalah, then you can't. Sometimes you could try it out, you know, you're young. In my age, there's no time to try it out. You really have to have one. This. But you can try, you know. Sometimes it doesn't work, you know. Yisrael changes religion a couple times. But you have to start. You have to start. And it's the easiest thing when you choose a mitzvah, and in that mitzvah that you choose, chutz from that you medakdek bo, that it's your mitzvah, you do it b'simcha. Now, the Welt thinks alamol that only when a person does b'shmo he can do b'simcha. It's not true. It's not true. Even the mitzvah shaloi b'shmo you can do it b'simcha. Even in the mitzvah shaloi lishmo, a person could do it with a ganze simcha. He has to work on it. So I think if a person wants to be oivet, to come from the madrega of avatas Hashem alekecha besimcha, even as Hashem besimcha, bogu lefono birnono, the way to have a shaykhis to that zach, is to start with choosing a mitzvah. It's maybe in the beginning hard. If you choose it in the beginning, it's hard. But very easy it becomes. It's like Gora. It's like Lehavdil. A person collects stamps. A person collects marbles. He likes cars, every one of his madrega. Yeah, he knows it's shtusim. He could have decided to collect something else and he would be into that. But, you know, he collects. Collects keys. Yeah, everything people collect. But the guy that the person collects, it's his collection, that becomes an important thing for him. And everyone that he manages to add to his collection is a good zach. When a person chooses a mitzvah, he gets automatically a simcha when he does the mitzvah. And that is a huge chetimtze to come to the avodas ha-simcha. I'm saying, the Fred and Bazunder on the avodas ha-simcha. But first, to choose the mitzvah, to choose the variety of that mitzvah. When a person chooses, as Hashem, will have the siyata d'shmaya.